Hey guys, how's it going? We are about to listen to Fitting in Fitness as a Busy Mom, and I have five little nuggets for you today to just like tips to help you fit fitness in, okay? Wherever you're at, whatever season you're in, I know it can be hard to prioritize exercising and fitness. And I am not a fitness coach, but I am a life and wellness coach. And by prioritizing fitness and moving your body and taking care of yourself in that way absolutely increases your wellness and improves your quality of life. Okay. So it is can be like the farthest thing from our minds when we have so much going on, but it will help you with so many things: mental health, physical health. Okay. How you feel is the main thing. Okay. Working out is about so much more than your physical appearance and a number on the scale. It's how you feel. It's how you can show up for yourself and then in turn show up for your family, right? Your little humans. You just have so much more to give when you're taking care of yourself in that way. Okay. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you ever need any coaching around any of this. If you have not heard, I recently launched my coaching business, okay, as a life and wellness coach to help you in any season that you're in thrive, feel better, find wellness, find health, just feel better and build your capacity and become and step into the woman that you envision, okay? I want to help you get so crystal clear on that vision of that mom, that woman that you want to be, and then I'm going to help you come up with the baby steps, the daily actions for you to take in order to get there. Okay. So if you want to book a free 15-minute discovery call, just go to the show notes and book it. Okay. It's super casual. It's absolutely free. No strings attached. We just get to meet over Zoom. I get to hear about what's going on for you. You get to hear what I am offering right now and what I can bring you in a coaching package. And then we decide if coaching is the right next step for you. That's it. That's all. Go book your free 15-minute discovery call. The link is for you in the show notes. And let's get into today's episode, which is fitting in fitness as a busy mom. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Grab a notebook and let's get to it.
Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started.
Hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of Solo and So Well, the podcast for mamas ready to thrive in and beyond motherhood, wanting more peace, joy, fulfillment, and ready to work on their wellness, learn the baby steps, and take consistent daily action to lighter and brighter days. Even with seemingly no time, no energy, and a spouse that is gone a lot of the time. I am your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I am here to help you with all of that. I am so dedicated to helping you thrive, feel lighter, and walk taller in the exact season you are in. Each episode, I try to bring you super manageable, tangible, and practical things that you can start implementing right away, regardless if your husband is around, if you have extra support, if you're doing all the things on your own a lot of the time. I got you, okay? I got you, and I promise never to waste your precious time and bring you only the simple things, the practices, that if you do them consistently, will actually start moving the needle forward for you, bring you more peace, more patience, more health, more energy, more balance, okay? All the mores of what you want and need right now. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm here for, because I desperately wanted and needed more of all of those things in my life too, okay? If you're here for it too, welcome. I'm so glad that you landed here and we get to rock some of this wild motherhood, solo parenting, self-discovery, and wellness journey together. If you have a friend or know of another mama that could benefit from this resource or just would simply enjoy this podcast, please share it with them. And you can always share your favorite episodes on socials. That is really such a great way for mamas to discover this resource, come hang out, learn, and grow with us. And such a beautiful and organic way to help the show grow as well, which I just love and appreciate so much. Mamas helping mamas. Let's go. Okay, let's get to today's topic, which is fitting fitness in as a busy mama, okay? Because if you are managing all the things, the kids, the schedules, the house, the extra duties, while your partner is away, you are busy, okay? And I get it. And I know how hard it is to prioritize yourself in general, and sometimes especially when it comes to fitness. So I know it can be tough to fit it in, but I also know that when I'm prioritizing it on a regular basis, it just helps me in so many ways. It literally just helps me show up as a better version of myself in almost every, if not every, area of my life when I'm exercising and taking care of myself in that way. So I wanted to give you just a few tips or things to think about to encourage you to get your body moving more and make it just so simple and doable for you. And full disclosure, I am bringing you this episode coming off an almost 3-week hiatus. Like yesterday was my first workout I did in 2 weeks. And then the week before that was like pretty slack. So basically 3 weeks off. So I am definitely not perfect in this area. There are ebbs and flows for sure. We recently had a time change happen. We had a 2-week cold that pretty much lasted the whole entire time my husband was away on his work rotation. And then, yeah, we're on spring break right now and our schedule is just all over the place. And that's all the factors that why I didn't work out really for 3 weeks, but guess what? It's okay. And I'm feeling inspired to bring you this episode because I'm really feeling it. Okay. I am really noticing the negative effects, the negative consequences of putting it off for 3 weeks. It's okay. It's okay. Life happens, right? But I am noticing a difference in my patience, in my mood, in my energy and motivation levels, my confidence, how my clothes feel. And I am so ready to get back on track and get back into the habit and prioritize this with you. Okay, so the number one tip I have for you today to fit fitness in as a busy mama is to have a plan. Okay, having a plan is so key to having success and staying consistent and seeing results from working out. And you guys, results is far more than just appearances and numbers on the scale. Working out is just as much about the mental health and benefits as it is the physical health and benefits. Okay, and just feeling better. You guys, you can find free plans for the gym or home workouts online. It's absolutely free. Just do some digging and it's all there for you. You can also create your own, like very simple. I am going to walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week and get in 2 strength or weight workouts in there. Okay. Have a plan or a video to follow for those 2 weight strength days, you said. And also have a plan on the days that you're going to do it, right? So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, those are my walking days. I'm going to walk for 30 minutes those days. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's my strength and weight workout or yoga or whatever you want. Just make the plan, actually write it down, and then do your best to stick to it. You can make changes and tweaks over time, okay? So you don't have to be married to your plan and have it perfect in order for you to get started, okay? You can also invest in a trainer if you're able. There are so many fitness apps out there now, or free full programs on YouTube where you need little to no equipment. I'm actually going to link an app that I personally use and love in the show notes. It's called Sweat by Kayla Itness. I don't know how you pronounce her last name. Maybe you're familiar with her original bikini body guide. There were 28 minute HIIT workouts that were super effective, that, you know, the idea is that anybody can fit it in with any schedule. But now she's got this new app and it's called the Sweat app, and I absolutely love it. There is so many different trainers and styles and levels that you can choose from. There's 4-week plans, there's 6-week plans, but they're all like pretty short and sweet and effective. Okay. And it just takes all the thinking work out of it. Okay. They have plans with equipment, with no equipment. And I have a plan. I don't go in there and wonder like, what am I going to do today? Or what does my week look like? It schedules it all out for you. Mondays, you're doing this workout. Tuesdays, you're doing this. Wednesdays, you're doing this. I love that. And I need it. I need it to stay consistent. And I think it's only like in Canada anyways, it's $11 a month. So well worth the investment all day long. And I am going to link my referral link for you guys. I am not an affiliate of the Sweat app, but anybody who joins gets a referral link. And I think I read somewhere that if 3 people sign up using your referral link, you get a free month. And I don't even know that that's valid for Canada. So all good if you use my link or you go there independently and check it out. But I love this app. I love the convenience of it. It is worth $11 a month all day long for me to get my body moving, not have to think about it, get in there, get a good workout in and see the benefits from it. But do yourself a favor and get or create yourself a plan, my friend. Okay. That's step number one, have a plan. Okay. Step number two, have flexibility. Okay. Number one, have a plan. Number two, have flexibility with the plan because life happens, colds happen, things come up in your day or in your schedule that doesn't allow you to get your workout in at the said day or time. And that's okay. Don't stress about it. Just do your best to get it in on the day that it's scheduled for, even if it's later in the day or it's something that in your schedule that you know is going to be different and that you have to schedule or that you have to plan ahead of time to get it in earlier. Whatever, just try your best to get it in and to stick to the plan and have flexibility around it. If you miss a workout completely, again, that's okay. Just try not to make it a habit out of it. Remember that action compounds for positive or negative results, okay? Action compounds. So even if you miss a workout completely, get right back to sticking with the plan, okay? Stay on schedule, hop right into the next workout, and it's all good, okay? Okay, number three is have an accountability buddy. You guys, I love finding accountability buddies. Making it fun, creating community, and keeping each other accountable. I'm kind of known for running various challenges where I basically just find something that I want to do to challenge and push myself. And then I invite friends or put it out on my social media and find people who want to do it with me. Yoga challenges, squat challenges, 30 days of 30 minutes of movement challenges. I just love me a good challenge. And inviting friends along to do it with me helps keep me accountable. You can also get accountability buddies without making it, you know, like a big thing or a big challenge. Just find yourself a walking buddy or a gym buddy, maybe another mom friend that you can relate to. Get some social time and a visit in while you're at it. Right now, myself and a good girlfriend, we are both using the Sweat app, and then we just choose the same workout plan together and just follow along the same plan. And then we can text each other pictures or screenshots or words of encouragement, sometimes some choice words if it's a tougher workout when we've completed the workout. And so we're not working out together, but we're following the same plan and keeping each other accountable that way. And then also when my husband is home, we started trying to get evening walks in here and there when we can after the kids go to bed and it's just us and the dogs and it's lovely. Side note too about finding an accountability buddy, just be cautious or be aware of not letting your goals fall to the slide if what's important to you isn't as important to your accountability buddy, right? Like still keep on track with doing the things. It's fun to have an accountability buddy for sure, but where it can hinder you is if maybe they're canceling more often and then you're not doing it, okay? You need to decide what's important to you and what you value and you stick with it. And if you have a buddy to join you, great. But don't let that derail you from your goals and your mission and your fitness and health, okay? It's just something to be aware of. Number four, set boundaries, okay? With your kids and maybe with your spouse if needed. Explain that this time is important to you and for you and set some perimeters around it, right? If we value something that is important to us, something that we want to keep safe, we put parameters around it, right? To keep safe. And depending on the ages of your kids and what season you are in, you know, if they're a little bit older, you can explain to them. And I mean, by older, I mean like 2 and up. Like, I know that this is a process. Okay. There was a time in my life where I was trying to get fitness in and for physical health benefits and for mental health reasons, right? So I would be in the living room with two toddlers or a baby and a toddler trying to get a workout in, and they're crawling all over me, and it's like overstimulating because I'm already touched out, and then I'm just getting frustrated, and it just like wasn't a very positive resetting experience that I was going for. And so some days I would just have to call it, or, you know, maybe use TV time or nap times. That's when I'd work out, because I just couldn't have everybody calling over me, and it just wasn't fun for me. Okay. Let's just say it how it was. It just was not that fun for me. But I will say, the more that you do it, the more, if it's brand new to you working out, and it's brand new to your kids seeing you do this. Yeah. Like when you get down on the floor, they think it's playtime. They're like, fuck, like mom's down here. Like, let's go, let's wrestle. I have boys. So they're like, let's wrestle. It's like horsing around time. And you have to just keep showing up consistently and setting those parameters. Like, no, this is mom's important time. You know, it's not safe for you to be crawling on me when I'm in these positions, or when I have weights. It's not safe for me, and it's not safe for you. So when mom's working out, that is a time for you to do X, Y, and Z, right? You can play over here. You can join the workout nicely if you want, or you can have your screen time, but it's not a time to jump all over mom. And what I've done with my boys is, okay, you respect this time that I'm doing, and then we will do this after. Okay. Mom just needs to get her workout in. Okay. This is my time, but it is so I can show up so much better for you. Okay. I have very honest conversations with my kids that are like, you know, age appropriate, but I need this, and it's going to help me, and it's going to help me show up for you. Okay. So let mom get her workout in, and then you can either lead me in a workout, or we can have some wrestling time then, or we can race, whatever that is, right? Just set boundaries and keep doing it, and it will get better over time, right? You're going to get used to it. Your capacity is going to grow. Your kids are going to get used to, like, okay, this is what mom does. This is what we do during this time. This is what the expectations were. It does get better, okay? Okay, number five, the last little nugget I have for you guys today is have grace. Okay. Have a ton of grace for yourself, for the season you're in. Okay. We need to ditch the all or nothing mentality. Things are not going to be perfect. Things are not going to always go the way we plan, even though we have the plan. Things are not always going to go accordingly, and that's okay. Have space for grace. Okay. Have fun and just do your best. You know, like, my boys are pretty used to me working out at this point. And I have the plan, and I have the boundaries, and I have all the things, but sometimes I go in there and work out, and the two older two are fighting over here. My youngest wants a nurse. Somebody's climbing on something. And so I do my best to get it done, and things cannot always go according to plan. Okay. So, but I also do my best to have grace, and just, it is what it is. And maybe my 30-minute workout is only a 20-minute workout, and that's okay. Okay. I got in there, I moved my body, and I'm going to do it again for my next workout. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Okay. Grace, my friend, all the amount of grace. Okay. That's it, you guys. So one, have a plan. Two, have flexibility with the plan, right? Three, find an accountability buddy. Four, create and set boundaries around this time that you value, and that is so, so good for you and your kids and your whole family. Protect it, right? Okay. And then number five, have grace, have fun. Okay, guys, that's all I have for you today. And if you learned anything today and you would like to leave the show a short review or share this episode on your socials, I would love and appreciate that so much. It is so, so helpful for getting the show out there, for getting visibility and helping it grow. And it's just a really easy way to say thank you for all the free content that's here for you guys. Okay, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Hey, Mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.